This is your WFHR Daily News Roundup for locally grown radio 97.5 FM and 1320 AM and Wis Country 105.5 FM WIRI in Wisconsin Rapids.
For WFHR and WIRI News, I'm Melissa Kay. Today, 9 Head Start locations across Wisconsin are preparing to close because of the government shutdown, Savannah Tome Olson reports.
The Head Start program provides childcare, preschool, and support for about 15,000 children across Wisconsin. It gives low-income families early education, but also things like health screenings, dental care, and support to connect them with resources like food benefits or job training.
They're predominantly working families, working in the retail sector, they're working in hospitality, they're working in our hospital. So they're a part of the foundation of our economy. Head Start is a critical part of our state and our community's infrastructure.
That's Jenny Maurer, the executive director of the Wisconsin Head Start Association. The program is largely funded by the federal government. And because of the federal shutdown, 2 organizations that run Head Start in their communities are not getting their funding. The Southwestern Wisconsin Community Action Program operates 9 locations in Grant, Greene, Iowa, Lafayette, and Richland counties. Without money to pay their bills and their staff, those 9 centers close Monday, leaving kids without their safe place to grow and learn, and leaving their parents scrambling.
Parents do their best to find safe places for their children, but we know that what often ends up happening is that children are shuttled between lots of different care situations, and that oftentimes children get watched by other children. Families get increasingly desperate when they're trying to make things work.
The Head Start program in Sheboygan will continue for 2 more weeks, but will likely close after the 14th. That would leave a total of nearly 400 children without care in Wisconsin. And if the shutdown continues in December, 1,000 more could lose their Head Start programs. For Civic Media News, I'm Savannah Tome Olson.
Wisconsin Attorney General Josh Call has announced a temporary hold on federal cuts to mental health grants to schools. The preliminary injunction reinstates funding that had been cut by the Department of Education. The injunction is the result of a multi-state lawsuit filed in June, which argued that the cuts were approved since funds had been approved by Congress. In a statement, Attorney General Call said the ruling was a win for the safety and well-being of students in Wisconsin and elsewhere. The Wisconsin Department of Transportation is joining partners across the state and across the country in urging drivers to put their seatbelts on and put their phones down. Joanne Krulatz has more.
The effort urges drivers to model safe driving behaviors and commit to the buckle up, phone down pledge to buckle up and put the phone down every trip, every time. Distracted driving is a leading cause of traffic crashes in Wisconsin. In 2024, there were 9,068 crashes related to distracted driving across the state, resulting in 44 deaths and 3,530 injuries. Buckling up is one of the easiest and most important things a driver or passenger can do to stay safe in a crash. In 2024, there were 7,648 crashes involving unbelted occupants, resulting in 176 deaths and 2,022 injuries. Always buckle up, every trip, every time. Remind friends and family to do the same.
The DNR is reminding hunters to consider donating deer they harvest to the agency's deer donation program. The venison will go to food pantries across the state. Hunters interested in donating their deer must field dress it as they usually would, test it for chronic wasting disease, and contact a participating processor. The Southwood County Humane Society is seeing much-needed improvements after years of functioning in a space not originally intended as a shelter. Some necessary additions and fixes have happened over the past 15 years in the old auto body shop location, but the full redesign is almost ready to be unveiled to the public. Mike Graber is the current Southwood County Humane Society Board President. He says they couldn't have made these improvements without donors stepping up.
So the funding for the whole remodel came from the Legacy Foundation and other donors that stepped forward with specific parts of the interior.
The addition gives staff more storage for food, a laundry room with industrial-sized washers and dryers, a surgical room, and a larger reception area and office space. Director of Operations Denise Mace says the shelter is staffed from 7 a.m. to 9 p.m. daily with only 3 full-time employees. The rest are part-time and volunteers.
There's 18 staff here, and all of them are young. Most of them are young. We have some amazing volunteers that help us out every day. We couldn't do it without them.
Last year, the City Council questioned the cost of the contract with SWCHS, but did eventually sign it. This year's contract received the approval of the Finance and Property Committee last night on a 2-to-1 vote. It still needs to be approved by the City Council.
When municipalities, you know, they're stretched for budgets just like everybody else. I never feel put out to have to come and say, this is why we're doing what we're doing. This is what we're doing, you know. If you want us to do this, this is what it's going to take.
The public hearing on the city's 2026 budget is November 17th at 5 p.m. I'm Melissa Kay for WFHR and WIRI News.
The Bucks beat Golden State. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports. Fiserv Forum was rocking last night. Chance of Let's Go Bucks as Milwaukee beat Golden State 120-110. And that's with Giannis out for the night with a sore knee. Ryan Rollins stepped up, shooting a career-high 32 points, and was asked what was it like guarding Steph Curry.
It was nice. It was fun, man. That's probably the best way I could put it. It was fun just being able to, you know, just coming out with the win and just bumping with them.
The Bucks are now 4-1. NFL, Micah Parsons named NFC Defensive Player of the Month, even though they had a bye week this month.
Yeah, that was impressive. I was like, damn, I even looked back and said, what games did we play? It kind of threw me off too. Like, I was a little bit in shock, but you know, we just ready. I just feel like I'm really getting into a groove and rhythm right now, and I'm excited to go play again.
The Packers host the Panthers Sunday at noon with sports on Mike Clemens.
Mostly cloudy today with a chance of scattered afternoon showers. Our high in the upper 40s to low 50s here this afternoon. Tonight, scattered showers possible. Maybe a flurry or two mixing in. Our low in the 30s. Tomorrow, partly to mostly cloudy with a high in the mid to upper 40s. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable.
That's your WFHR and WIRI Daily News Roundup from Civic Media. Subscribe to this podcast on Spotify, Apple, or wherever you find your podcasts. Find more news at WFHR.com or WisCountry, that's WIS, country.com.